Thank you for spending another midweek moment with WPT. Before we get started, a word from our sponsor.
Hello, WPT. We are excited to partner with you in providing quality benefits at lower prices. We are thrilled to introduce a new program that will complement your current health coverage. It has a direct effect on reducing healthcare spending with a proven return on investment. We have found this program is excellent at attracting and retaining quality employees while helping to drive better health outcomes. And the cost of the plan builds out at no cost to you. We're excited to present this opportunity to the members of WPT Incorporated. Security Plus LLC has been reducing the cost of employee benefits across the country for decades, and we'd like to add you to that growing list of satisfied customers.
Well, hello and welcome back. I'm Paul Rozeski. Today is the 31st of July, 2024. It's hot out and today is a food lover's buffet of holidays. It's National Raspberry Cake Day, National Spam Day, Shredded Wheat Day, National Avocado Day, and National Cotton Candy Day. If you celebrate all these at the same time, for goodness sake, please celebrate responsibly. Personally, I'll wait until Friday for International Beer Day. Given some of the bad news that's come out in the past few days, there may be some folks that'd be looking to drown their sorrows. If you're wondering who, you're in the right place. Let's jump into some news together. Today might as well be National Broken Record Day since we start off in Milwaukee and their budget and money problems. Milwaukee County started the year with budget estimates of a $31 million surplus. Their new sales tax would give them a bump in revenue, and things, at least in the short term, looked solid. Well, it recently comes out that the sales tax revenues are about $2.7 million less than expected. Well, with a $31 million surplus this year, that shouldn't be a problem, right? Well, this is Milwaukee we're talking about here, so of course not. Milwaukee County started the year expecting a $31 million surplus and is now expecting an $8 to $10 million deficit. What exactly happened here? The sheriff's office, they were tooling along, were expected to be $500,000 under budget, but has been short-staffed and is protecting overtime costs that are going to put them $7 million over budget. The other list of all the reasons is a lot of $1 or $2 or $4 million shifts, but at the end of the day, especially when the original budget estimates would have a $36 million deficit by 2028, and there's $1.3 billion of deferred maintenance that's already been kicked down the road, this isn't looking good. But to be fair, let's put it into perspective. The county's annual budget is $1.37 billion, which in and of itself gives me heartburn, and a $40 million shift would change that number 0.04. So the trend and the story just keep getting old, even if they're not off by all that much. But one supervisor is quoted as saying, quote, "It's not good. It's not good at all. We're going to have a tough budget," unquote. Add this to the list of absolutely thankless jobs. Here's another example of more tough decisions, and the more tough decisions that they make now, hopefully, the fewer painful decisions they're going to have to make later. Unfortunately, seems like they're going to have to do both. In other news, let's look at a positive story coming out of Milwaukee, because this is something I think more people should know about. The University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee is continuing the Tuition Promise program for fall 2025 incoming students. If a student comes from a family that makes less than $62K per year, or an independent student that makes less than $31K per year, this is what the university will do. After the student applies for the federal and state grants and gets everything that they qualify for, whatever the cost of tuition is that's left over for the fall and spring semesters, the university will cover those costs. That's pretty cool. Stats show that 80% of UWM graduates remain in Wisconsin after they get their degree. It's good news for our workforce and great for our state. In other news, and I will make this quick, been hearing a lot about the constitutional amendments on the upcoming August ballot. Democrats are holding press conferences. There's fact checks on the press conference and the advertising that's out there saying whether you should or should not vote for it. Here's the Cliff's Notes or the Spark Notes version from my seat. In general, the governor has the power to spend federal funds because if a crisis happens and the state gets federal monies for that crisis, the governor can quickly decide on the resources and where they need to be allocated. That was established in the Great Depression when everything was an ongoing crisis all the time and the decisions wouldn't be held up by bureaucracy. Well, a lot has changed. It is now 2024 and we have Zoom and cell phones and text messages and things can be communicated and handled more efficiently. Here's some more context. Local municipalities aren't even done deciding what the American Rescue Plan Act dollars are going to be spent on. They still have until the end of this year, 2024, for COVID-19 dollars. It's never really an emergency when it comes to government spending anyway. What it really comes down to is politics and power. Governor Evers is calling this a Republican power grab. Well, of course he is, because it's his power that's getting taken away. Right now, in the system of checks and balances, the governor can veto bills from the legislature. The legislature controls where the money's spent. This exception that's been made is now being reconsidered. Does it establish a stronger separation of powers with checks and balances like our government is founded on? Yes, and that's good. Will it put a greater demand on the legislature to step up its game and be more responsive to dealing with crises? Absolutely, and I'm not confident that they can. Both sides of the aisle are mostly partisan, so they don't tend to work together, and both sides have infighting that splinters things even more. I think the separation of powers is critical. Remember that a yes vote is a yes to the separation of power. If it happens, has the legislature given me confidence they're up to the challenge of addressing the crisis? No! There are way too many bickering cooks in the kitchen. And finally, from the Department of Workforce Development, Wisconsin companies on average will pay 10.5% less in workers' comp rates starting in October, starting on the 1st. It's estimated that it will keep roughly $206 million in the pockets of businesses around the state. And there you have it. We found the one and only one insurance premium that isn't aggressively increasing. In closing, I will leave you with a quote from Thomas Jefferson, who said, "If we can but prevent the government from wasting the labors of the people under the pretense of taking care of them, they must become happy." Unquote. Have a great second half of your week, and as always, thanks for listening. Wisconsin Property Taxpayers, Inc. is a nonpartisan membership organization consisting of thousands of small business, farm, and homeowner members in every sunscreen-using corner of the state. Founded in 1985, the organization is committed to providing its members with up-to-date information, legislative advocacy, and exclusive cost-saving benefits. Find out how to join or find out how your friends can join at wptonline.org/join.